Right, the Rotary Club of Wynyard need your help. They're looking for volunteers to help marshal cars at the Tulip Farm atop Table Cape when the time comes. So I thought we better catch up with somebody from the Wynyard Rotary Club to find out how we can get involved. Leo Johns is the past president and joins me now on the home run. Thanks for your company, mate. Aside from looking for volunteers, what else are you up to with the Wynyard Rotary Club?
Trying to get our name out in the public is probably the key thing. We're a club that's been going for 50 years and we have commitments up at the Tulip Farm. We helped the Robert Thompson's family up there with the car parking, the gate, you know, bringing people in, letting people in on the farm. And we also have a barbecue when we run a raffle up there. So we're sort of searching for volunteers. I've been very proactive in getting people on board to help us this year. And I've got a number of people, but still searching for another 20 or 30. If you know of anybody that might be interested.
Well, we can put the call out and try.
Exactly. If you want to do that and, you know, put my phone number out there and I can take some phone calls, there's no drama about that at all.
What does the Wynyard Rotary Club do within the community?
Well, okay, let's go back. Have you been over to Wynyard lately?
I've spent a lot of time in Wynyard, yes.
You know the car playground that got remodeled over there at Wynyard?
Yep.
That's the Wynyard Rotary Club. Did that some 20, 30 years ago.
So you do big stuff and small stuff?
Oh, we do a lot of big stuff, and we do a lot of stuff in behind the scenes, which is probably what people don't see. We do sponsorship of the Breakfast Club at the Boat Harbour Area School and at the local, I think it's the Table Cape Primary School. So the kids that go to school, they don't have enough to eat. We commit money to that each year. We commit money to the SES. So helping with their ongoing process of helping them afford all their bits and pieces. We also give money to schools at the end of the year for prizes for their students that academically they've done pretty well. We have, that's the local stuff, barbecues. We've actually, there's I think four major barbecues in the town. One out near the what we used to call Kimmy's, I can't think of it, it's changed names now, but it's where the new playground, the playground's been redeveloped.
Yeah, next to the market.
Yeah, next to the market. That barbecue is a Rotary barbecue built some years ago. There's one down at the wharf, opposite the bottom pub, and there's one at the Cape Bridge. They were all put in by the Rotary Club. We've also seats. There's a seat which is sponsored by us. I think it was Two Green, which is in front of the old Splash little coffee shop diner that's not being used anymore, but a lot of people still use that seat, and this is, you know, one of the things we put in. And then that's just locally. Then,
yeah.
Of course, internationally, we've been involved in sending people to Fiji to help with the refurbish a maternity hospital. In Papua New Guinea, they've put in water filled treatment plants. And we've been involved with a few other clubs that have gone up there and helped them as a co-joined project. And so, yeah, at the present moment, our Rotary Internationals have asked us to concentrate on local things to get the community more involved. Because sometimes, you know, we do things behind the scenes, but the people don't really know that we're there. We do a number of barbecues on a financial side at the Bunnings Barbecues to raise funds. So we can actually put money back into the community. And this is some of the things we do. So I hope that's given you enough feedback.
Oh, unbelievable. So if people want to get in contact with, you know, the Rotary Club of Wynyard or perhaps abroad, where's the first place we should stop on by and check out?
Well, I think we're online. I think it's the Wynyard Rotary Club is online. If they did a Google search on that, that would explain everything for them.
Yeah, perfect. So you've been going for over 50 years. Another 50 would probably be good as well.
Well, exactly. I mean, the whole idea is I was talking to a committee of another group and only last year, and they said we were at the very forefront of trying to establish a dog park in the town. And we've had flyers out. We've taken signatures for people. We've had discussions with the council. And this one group said, why are you doing this? And I said, well, the reason we're doing it is because we want to improve our local community, but also, you know, make it a better place to live in. That's basically the reason behind a lot of our members are doing these things.
It's a pretty good reason to exist. So, Leo, thanks for telling me a little bit more about that today.
No worries. Thank you very much, Lee. Appreciate that. So, yeah, you want to pass on my phone number, and anybody would like to give me a ring, that'd be great. Appreciate it.